This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, types of poverty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the types of poverty in the Islamic lifestyle. There are mainly two types of poverty. The first type is the emergency poverty, and the second is optional poverty. When we say that there is something which is emergency poverty, in the Islamic text, it is related to a poverty which is being made, or this poverty has come to existence because of not paying someone's right, because of being unjust, because of doing some oppression. So when in a society we see that there is an injustice, there is an oppression, the rights of people are not given to them, then obviously there is an emergence of the poverty, which is the emergency poverty. On the other hand, we have a poverty which is known as optional poverty. And in optional poverty, there is no injustice. There is a justice. And there is no oppression. There is no kind of oppression. Rather, the people are living with the justice. So therefore, when we talk about the first category, which is the emergency poverty, it means that there is someone who is collecting everything for himself, which is storing everything for himself, and therefore it is resulted into the poverty. It is resulted into the poverty for the others. The others couldn't get their right because their rights were overruled or it's been taken by someone else. And there we say it is an oppression. So whenever in the Islamic lifestyle we talk about the poverty, we need to see whether in the society we have some people who are unjust. Are there some people who are doing the oppression? Because if someone is becoming wealthy and wealthy, it means that there is a kind of oppression. There is a kind of unjust. There is something which is wrong, which makes others poor and poor. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the types of poverty. And we said that the emergency poverty is due to the injustice and it is due to the oppression. Whereas on the other hand, we have another type of poverty, which is known as the optional poverty. Now, what is this optional poverty? This optional poverty means that a person who is wealthy, who has money, who has properties, he is not using this property for the material causes. He is not spending the money, he is not using this money or the wealth that he has or the properties he has in order to gain some material, benefits out of it. Rather, he does it in the way of Allah. He thinks about hereafter, and whenever he spends it for hereafter. Therefore, he is not just looking at this material world. When he is not looking at this material world, therefore, he will not use this money in order to just have fun in this world. He will not use this money in order to just enjoy some kind of loss or entertainment, have some entertainment in this world. Rather, he will use this money for a greater cause, and that cause can be infaq, which is known as charity, helping people, helping the society. Therefore, those who choose the optional poverty, they are those who are making a good society, who are contributing in the society, and basically they are financing the society with their wealth and money. They are helping the society, they are helping the others, and therefore we said when they're doing this, obviously when they're helping, then there is no unjust, there is no oppression, neither for themselves nor for others, because they do not use this money or property in the wrong ways. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.